and welcome to episode 35 of the Sales Training Solutions Podcast.
Hi, this is Phyllis Michalaitis. Last week, while I was presenting on Zoom to those facing the challenges of cancer, I realized the character traits and activities that help them will help you bounce back from these tough times. I became aware of these thoughts and actions in my life as I survived multiple battles with cancer, a divorce, the death of a spouse and sibling, and multiple career changes. I want to share what I've learned from these challenges and my studies on positivity. In tough times like these, negativity can take you on a downward spiral, as my friend says, down the rabbit hole to an endless dark tunnel. Bad things happen to all of us, but have you noticed that some people collapse while others bounce back stronger than ever and with new insights and a sense of purpose? What makes the difference, I wondered. So I read many books and papers on the topic to find an answer. Scientific studies have found that a positive attitude fuels resilience and builds physical health. It will help you regain your perspective and focus on your goals. Positivity promotes an open mind that enables you to bounce back from setbacks and challenging situations, become the best version of yourself. Research by Drs. Fredrickson and Seligman, as well as others, have found that the ideal ratio of positive thoughts to negative thoughts is 4 positive to 1 negative. However, the tipping point to make a difference in your thoughts and your well-being is 3 positives to 1 negative. It's critical to strive for 3-to-1 as a goal because negativity or even neutrality can hold you back and significantly limit your experiences. As I said, bad things happen to all of us. However, heartfelt positivity opens your mind to new and different possibilities. Instead of spiraling downward, you'll travel upward to higher ground. It will open your eyes and help you regain perspective. You may not achieve the desired ratio every day. Still, you must meet or exceed it as an average on several days or at least several weeks. Everyone has tough times, lost a loved one, suffered an illness, experienced or observed an injustice, and just saying positive words is not enough. It's like a fake smile. It doesn't do anything. It's genuine positivity that matters, and your body knows when you're insincere and you're cheating. Insincerity can actually kill you. Positivity can help you flourish and add value to yourself and to the world. A regular habit of positivity leads to success and good health. So what is positivity? It isn't just a positive attitude. It encompasses the emotions of gratitude, hope, pride, serenity, amusement, inspiration, and awe. We have to plant the seeds of each of these emotions to grow and reap the benefits of them and to lower the ratio of negative thoughts to positive thoughts. That's not to say that we need to become 100% positive. As my counselor during my divorce said, you must experience the sadness of negative experiences to experience the joy of positive experiences. But she also said, when life gives you lemons, make lemonade. Positive emotions build your emotional reserves. They develop the character strengths and traits that allow you to handle life's challenges as well as any threats to your survival. When you have a positive mindset, you're curious and you investigate new things. You're willing to learn from your experiences. No, you don't succeed every time, but you can look for lessons that can help you learn from them. You may not use the things you learn immediately, but the knowledge gained is stored as a resource for later. I'd like to relate an example that I will never forget, and I'll do my best to relate it accurately. I was fortunate enough to work with Dr. Mary Quinn during my time at Xerox. She told me she used visualization to help her work toward positive results in her work and to relax during stressful times. She related how this lesson became useful when she was captured in Yemen by terrorists. She remained positive and visualized being rescued by U.S. government military specialists and being home again. And that's exactly what happened. During the rescue, she remained calm. When the terrorists focused on the Navy SEALs, she grabbed the rifle and hit him in the face. Then she threw her body towards the rescuer. He lunged forward and covered her body with his as he dragged her to safety. Mary was soon home again safe. Wasn't that a fantastic story? When you're negative, your results and possibilities are limited. You withdraw and close your mind to learning things that can help you bounce back or to face the challenge. The research by Dr. Fredrickson confirms that positive emotions open our hearts and minds, making us more creative and receptive to new ideas. She also found that positivity transforms us for the better. It helps you discover your purpose and flourish. As a result, you become your personal best. So, how can you build positivity and increase your resiliency? There are multiple ways. For example, you can meditate, take a walk in nature, and observe things that bring a feeling of awe. If possible, take a mini vacation. You can also actively investigate or try something new like art, music, baking, or studying a new language. Whatever interests you. It's essential to reduce negativity and stop ruminating over things. One tactic is to fact-check and dispute negative thinking. Another tactic is to develop the skill of mindfulness. Dr. Rudy Tanzi of Harvard University offers excellent help. He has both free and low-cost programs available on the internet. Just Google him. Another excellent tactic is to find and eliminate your negativity triggers. Some triggers are as simple as not getting enough sleep, dehydration, an unbalanced diet, or hunger. Other triggers can be things that make us angry or anxious. Some examples are unfair treatment, aggression in any form, boredom, someone being late, being bullied, or an accident. There are many triggers. You can find presentations and questionnaires online to help you explore your triggers. I'll list some of them at the end of the transcript for this podcast. The point is to eliminate them when they arise or change your habits to avoid them. For example, you can build a new practice of setting a bedtime alarm to ensure you get enough sleep or change your diet to a more healthy one. I track mine on my computer. You can get help from a counselor to learn how to deal with unfair treatment, bullies, or unfortunate circumstances. Negative people can be a problem. You can deal with them in several ways. First, you can limit your interaction with them. You can also reframe the situation, or you can show appreciation for their positive attributes and focus on that aspect of the person. Finally, you can change your view to see where this person offers you a lesson. But now let's talk for a few minutes about your path to flourishing. Each person has their own route to achieving their destiny and flourishing. So here are some activities that can help you bounce back from challenges and achieve your personal best. First, allow yourself to savor positive and memorable moments in your life. They don't last long, so we should extend their value by looking forward to them, enjoying them as they occur, and then recalling them after they've ended. I think of my vacations and how much joy it brings to plan them, enjoy them, and then remember the good times with family and friends. Savoring these special moments can even change the course of your life and point you in new directions. Think of defining moments in your life, ones that lifted you up, provided you unique insight, celebrated achievements or acts of courage, were the moments that strengthen your social connections. The Heath brothers, Chip and Dan, called these defining moments. You can learn more about the moments in their book, The Power of Moments.
You're listening to Sales Training Solutions.
Experiencing and expressing gratitude is another activity that can move you forward on your path. I noticed that the thank you at the grocery store or online has become so common that people dismiss the power of gratitude. But sincere gratitude is a choice that helps you feel more positive emotions and enjoy the good experiences. Sincere appreciation is a treasure. It doesn't create anxiety, and it doesn't cause you to feel you have to pay it back. But instead, it makes you feel you want to pay it back or to pay it forward. The University of California at Berkeley has been doing research on well-being. It shows that people who practice sincere gratitude daily reap many benefits. For example, they develop a stronger immune system, lower their blood pressure, and they experience more joy, optimism, and happiness. They also act with more generosity and compassion, and they feel less lonely and isolated. When you acknowledge and appreciate what you currently have, it creates abundance and happiness. So how does it work? Well, some research by Dr. Weil found that gratitude fosters hopefulness, which positively affects your immune system. Optimism and other positive emotions have been shown to reduce the stress hormone cortisol, and thus it reduces the risk of chronic illness. People who are hopeful have also been shown to recover from illness or emotional distress much more quickly. Current research also indicates that you'll bounce back quickly from situations like the isolation associated with the current pandemic. Buy a journal and make daily entries about the things you're grateful for. When you're feeling low, you can read some of your past entries. I'm sure you've collected beautiful photos, postcards, tickets from a memorable event, or cards from friends that will remind you of their friendship. But don't repeat the same activities or write the exact same thing in your journal every day. Research shows that by doing specific things and noting in your journal 1 to 3 days a week is best to get the most benefit. Reflect on your day and then strive to write unique things in your journal. But also, continue to do the small things that you always do, your regular acts of kindness that are part of your personality. You'll see it'll make a real difference in your attitude. As I mentioned, meditation is another beneficial activity. It helps you achieve serenity, a state of calm, peace, and freedom from worries. You can use guided meditation to help you appreciate your current circumstances. I have several meditation CDs, and I noticed that many people have been using the app Calm during this pandemic to help relieve their anxiety. Research shows that the more you practice meditation, the more you reap the benefits. It builds psychological strength, and it increases your ability to focus. Research from multiple universities also found that it improves memory and creativity, as well as providing new perspectives. One study I read about found that people who meditated were more accepting of themselves and they found their lives more purposeful. I think they're good reasons for trying meditation. I saw on television that many people are using this quarantine time to turn their interest and attention to something new. That's also another way of increasing positivity. They worked on learning a language or developing their cooking skills. My granddaughter Caroline learned to quilt and she began learning to play the piano. You can explore so many new things. Find something that sounds interesting to you and give it a try. There are several applications on the internet that allow you to learn something new for free or incredibly low cost. My friend Alan and I are using the app MasterClass. It's my opinion that both belief and hope help you overcome difficult circumstances. When I was diagnosed with cancer, I always believed that I would recover. It doesn't matter what religion you practice, or if you believe in the power of the universe, or a collection of beings of this earth as a power greater than one alone. You must have faith and belief that you will overcome the challenge. You must have hope. Hope is fearing the worst, but believing that things will change for the better. Hope and faith will help you dig deep and access your resources and capabilities to make positive changes for a better future. Much has been written about the power of faith and hope and belief in a positive outcome. In fact, the Yale University class with the highest enrollment is on well-being, taught by Dr. Lori Santos. It's called The Science of Well-Being, and it's now offered free, yes, F-R-E-E, free, online by Coursera.org. I took the class and raised my happiness score, and I considered myself a happy person at the beginning of the course. And here's another activity that can raise your ratio. Relaxation and time out for fun can reduce muscle tension and anxiety. Fun and relaxation also develop your creativity and openness to new ideas. I worked with the software engineers during my time at Xerox. I watched some of the most brilliant engineers include fun or a walk in nature as a means of finding a solution to a problem or to developing a new concept. It provided openness for inspiration. I remember the excitement when they discovered the clue to new technology or a new process. You can experience not only fun and reduce stress, but also exciting new ideas when you take time for fun and relaxation. Give it a try. Dr. Fredrickson found that awe, or a feeling of being a part of something greater than self, was goodness on a grand scale, and it generated feelings of positivity. I think of things like the awe I felt as I saw the rocket launch from Kennedy Space Center the other day. It caused me to remember seeing Neil Armstrong walk on the moon and how I felt that day. I also experienced awe with the birth of my daughters, my visit to Grand Canyon, and walking on the Great Wall of China. Take time to think of some of the things you've experienced and make a note of them in your journal. Positivity and these activities help you discover your strengths and build your resources both physically and mentally. I'm currently reading the book, The Power of Character Strengths by Namek and McGrath. You can read the book and you can find your strengths by taking the free quiz on the VIA Institute website, viacharacter.org. Again, I'll put it on the end of the transcript so you have the resource. Positive feelings are created by the way you think. They're an outcome of how you interpret events. Your view controls your perception. So if you change your perspective, you can change the outcome. I watched a TED Talk on YouTube the other day called Celebrate What's Right with the World by DeWitt Jones. He's a National Geographic photographer. I urge you to watch it as he tells you how to find the good in every circumstance. He was truly inspiring. When you look for the good and practice positivity, you recognize that we are all one and we can all flourish. It can help you expand your connections and together come up with great ideas. I know when I was positive and brainstormed with my team, we came up with ideas that allowed us to win company and industry awards. Not only did we win awards, but we also developed lasting friendships. We, the core team of managers, are still friends, supporting and enjoying the camaraderie of one another long after leaving Xerox. Each of those connections, as well as my many other friends, refuel me and open me to more and new ideas and experiences. I want to conclude with some additional points about resilient people. They focus on the present and have hope and inspiration for the future. They're open-minded and they're non-judgmental. They find the good within the bad. Have you heard of the butterfly effect? It means that the fluttering of wings of a butterfly can cause a typhoon elsewhere in the Earth's oceans. Of course, in reality, it doesn't cause typhoons, but it can disproportionately determine the conditions elsewhere. Small positive thoughts and actions today can have a profound effect on a future date in your life. Begin with small steps. There will inevitably be challenging circumstances and you will have negative thoughts. But don't get discouraged. Use the tools and actions the experts and I have recommended. Slow down and mindfully appreciate your positive experiences. Follow your passion and become engaged in the associated activities. Dream about your future. Use visualization as it activates the areas that actually execute the performance of actions that allow you to achieve what you visualized. I offer one note of caution, though. Be aware you need to have the capabilities to develop the talents required to realize that dream. For example, I'll never be a concert pianist as I have a small frame with proportionately small hands. So no amount of lessons and practice will grow my fingers long enough for the required reach. I focus on my other skills and talents. Everyone has different skills and abilities. I highly recommend taking the VIA Institute Strengths Questionnaire and then turn your focus there. Make memorable moments and savor them. You'll be more positive and you will bounce back from life's challenges. Well, that wraps up my tips for today. I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. My business partner, John Schweitzer, and I would be honored to be your guides on your journey to a fantastic 2020. We're there for you in this tough time. You can focus on the positive events in your life and business and share your stories. To help you succeed, we made our course on why storytelling is critical to your success 100% free. We also drastically reduced the cost of our course on capturing and sharing your story in the media for just $99. It will really help you with those virtual meetings and your broadcasts. Visit our website at www.salestrainingsolutions.com and look under the courses for your selection. Thanks again for joining us today. Bye-bye until next time.
You've been listening to Sales Training Solutions. Visit us at salestrainingsolutions.com to find out more about improving your sales skills.